Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. Well, the 2018 MEAC football champions, North Carolina A&T Aggies, went up against the 2018 SWAC football champions, Alcorn State University, in this year's Celebration Bowl. Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, the postseason HBCU football game featuring the MEAC and SWAC champions was played on December the 15th at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, with 31,672 fans in attendance. A&T won the game 24-22, and they are now, again, back-to-back HBCU national champions. We're blessed to be joined now by our very own Dwight Treadwell, who covered the game for the HBCU Nation Radio Show. Dwight played for Knoxville College back in the day. He was named a Kodak All-American in 1976 and served as the former football and basketball announcer for Knoxville College. His son, Dwight Jr., played middle linebacker and nose tackle at Grambling State University under Doug Williams. My man, Dwight Treadwell.
Yes, sir.
Man, talk to me, man. Man, you were there. You had got a chance to experience it all. What was it like, man, to be there at this year's Celebration Bowl?
Oh, it was very, very exciting. Met some really good people. Mm-hmm. Have to give a special shout out to my new best friend, Michelle Jean. she was media coordinator.
Yes.
And she just did an outstanding job.
Mm-hmm.
But the play on the field,
wow,
was superb. It was an exciting, from the opening bell to the closing bell, it was exciting. I thought, being a former supporter of the SWAC, that Alcorn was going to come back in the final few minutes and take over North Carolina A&T.
Right.
But both teams had outstanding talent. There was NFL caliber players on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And the coaching, there were no bad decisions that I encountered as I watched the game.
Well, that's a good point to mention that, because actually reports indicate that the game quickly turned on its head when the Alcorn defense proved to be stout. While his offense began slowly, but they began to proceed to chew up A&T defense that had limited his 11 opponents to only 799 yards rushing this year. And I understand that Alcorn put up about 328 yards on the ground by itself on Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, most of the rushing came from the Alcorn State quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was a fleet-footed young man.
Wow.
He had a rocket arm. He was on target.
Mm-hmm.
But they did a lot of what they call RBO, run pass option.
Mm-hmm.
And he just mastered the option.
Wow.
They started off a little slow. They started
mm-hmm.
off in the power eye
mm-hmm.
In the first half. Then
right.
they made their adjustments during halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came out with RBO,
mm-hmm.
RPO, run pass option, when they came out with that in the second half, A&T didn't have an answer for it.
Mm-hmm.
Then A&T made some adjustments also after halftime.
Mm-hmm.
They started off really fast. They went
mm-hmm.
right down the field and scored.
Wow.
And then they
held
Alcorn
mm-hmm.
State twice
mm-hmm.
With no first downs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the game just was in a lull to right before halftime. Both teams scored.
Right. And that's interesting because also a shout out to Deshaun Walker for Alcorn. He rushed for 167 yards. But I understand, according to the reports and while I was watching the game, the most crucial rushing yards came in the fourth quarter with the A&T having been staked to 24-16 when Malik Wilson, he's also going to be on the show a little bit later, returned the kickoff following an Alcorn touchdown, 79 yards to score with 11:55 left in the game.
Yes, you know, Malik was one of the MEAC players of the year for kick returns.
Right.
I think he had five for
the season. That's right.
Mm-hmm. They had kicked to him every opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
They had shut him down.
Right.
They kicked from left to right
mm-hmm.
every time, and he lined up on the left side, on their side of the ball, and he always took it to his right.
Right.
But this one particular time, he didn't go outside. Mm-hmm. He made a drastic cut and went right up the middle, and it was
man, what you talking about? As I said, he'll be on the show
and
a little later on.
That was the key turning point of the game.
Major. That was major. That was major. A lot of action there. If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBC Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. Mm-hmm. And the 2018 MEAC Football Champions, Northland A&T, went up against the 2018 SWAC Football Champions, Alcorn State University, in this year's Celebration Bowl, sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, on the postseason HBCU football game featuring the MEAC and SWAC champions was played on Saturday, December 15th at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta with 31,672 fans in attendance. A&T won the game 24-22. We're blessed to have joining us our man who was there on the scene, Dwight Treadwell. And Dwight played for Knoxville College back in the day. He's a Kodak All-American back in 76. And his son, Dwight Jr., played middle linebacker and nose tackle at Grambling State under Doug Williams. Again, gosh, Dwight, man, what a time there in Atlanta. I know, because, you know, it's all about tradition. It's all about legacy. Let's talk about that a little bit. You know, we got the big ball game, but it's more than the football game, isn't it?
Yes, it was. It was friends. Everybody seemed to be familiar with each other, Alcorn fans. And the North Carolina A&T fans, the bands were outstanding. If you've never been to HBCU football game, it was something to see.
Oh,
the crowd slowly meandered in the first quarter. Everybody who was on my media row said, "Hey, where's the fans?"
Oh yeah.
But I seen the fans out in the parking lot.
Oh yeah, yeah, you were there. You also, the you already know what said. You watched them get off the bus and come on up in there.
Yeah, as the first quarter ended and you blinked your eyes, the stadium had gotten a lot of fans. It started filling up and the noise level went up. Mm. And with about 5 minutes until halftime, that's generally how HBCU football goes.
Right.
About
right.
5 minutes before halftime, it was almost standing room only.
Exactly.
Everybody was. Yes, they came to see a football game.
Exactly.
But,
like you say, Enrique Smiley would say, shoot, man, that halftime show, anybody trying to time out for the hot dog and Coca-Cola? We got everybody keep their seat. Uh-huh. You better ask somebody. We're about to see what's going on. But, you know, when we think about this, we want to give certainly a shout-out to the Air Force Reserve for sponsoring this, you know, coming in there, making it happen. And I believe this was the third game for the Celebration Bowl. Shout out to John Grant.
It was fourth.
Fourth game this year. And gosh, man, did a great job. When you look at the whole thing, this was the bowl game that started all the other 63 bowl games off, you know, the Celebration Bowl. And, man,
first bowl game of the year,
31,672 fans, you know, packing the house. Shout out to ESPN, ABC for broadcasting the game. Man, I'll tell you, it was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful always. And here at A&T, back-to-back HBCU National Football Champions. And there you were, Brother Treadwell, right there in the midst of it all, man.
Yes. I talked to a lot of the national media people who were there to cover the game, a lot of people who cover HBCU football or HBCU sports, and they enjoyed it. They always commented on how well things were organized, how the competition was top-notch. So it was just a outstanding time to be in Atlanta, Georgia at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium and watching two well-coached teams and two coaches who've been in the coaching business a long time. And, of course, it all showed on the field.
That's great, too.
Great
got a chance to
McNair.
See. Coach of the year and all of that. Shout out to these guys just do an incredible job with these student athletes. And again, shout out to Air Force Reserve and John Grant, ESPN, ABC, really pulling this off. And gosh, just giving us the invites so we can come and share there. And you know what? It was great to see also in part of the pregame celebration, the Divine Nine on the field. There,
yes.
Representing, you know, the Divine 90 of the African-American, Black, Greek fraternities and sororities. Man, I tell you, that was just an awesome, awesome time for HBCUs. Right there, prime time, the first bowl game for the bowl season.
Yeah, at 12 noon on a Saturday, mm-hmm. on the 15th of December.
Wow.
A captive audience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great
just
job.
A captive audience.
Mm-hmm. Great game. And just a shout out to all those incredible student athletes, man.
From my understanding, it was broadcast worldwide.
Around the world. Exactly.
Worldwide mm-hmm. broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it just wasn't on local cable station.
Right.
It was worldwide.
So we're celebrating 2015, 2016, 17, 18, Air Force Reserve. You know, there's the whole idea, the whole concept behind that. Again, I can't say it too many times that John Grant and the whole team coming up with the concept and making the pitch, Air Force Reserve stepping up to sponsor that, and ESPN and ABC, and then for the turnout. So there's nowhere to go but up with this thing as time goes on, and more folks find out about
it.
Exactly, man. So, man, I tell you, and we're just excited about that. And again, congrats to A&T bringing home the trophy, and for Alcorn for a tough game.
They played well enough to win.
That's right. That's right.
Both teams did.
And that thing turned all around. And, man, it was exciting right all the way through. Great football. Great time was had by everybody. And we're so blessed that we had you there in place on the field and covering the game there and taking time today to share with all of our listeners out there about what happened there at the Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl.
And once again, let me give a shout out to Michelle Jinks,
mm-hmm.
media coordinator for the event.
Yes, sir, absolutely. All right, our man, Dwight Tredwell, well, he was there at the 2018 Celebration Bowl, and A&T took it home 24-22. Alcorn played their heart out, and gosh, again, shout out to everybody who made it all happen, and thank you, sir, for being there, and we look forward to next year's game.
All right, sir. And okay. We look forward to seeing all of our people. We'll see you on the radio in 2019.
That's what's up, Doc. God bless. Take care.
All right, sir.